Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Having once met the Godfather of Soul, was on stage with him for about 10 seconds there in Oakland, California. I can say that he was one of the rudest guys I've ever met in my life. But the bottom line is, that is the Godfather of Soul. The retired HBO Godfather could be nothing more to the contrary. He's the most polite man I've ever come in contact with, of course, unless we're talking boxing. Straight up, I'm talking about Larry Merchant. Godfather, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. We've got another poo-perfect day in Santa Monica.
Santa Monica, California. At the beach?
I'm not at the beach. I'm overlooking the beach where I live. I can see Catalina Island from here. And we've had a spate of just beautiful, beautiful Southern California weather.
Okay. Did you happen to catch David Benavidez last night?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All the criticism that's coming in this morning from the various boxing experts, a couple of trainers and things like that, was that he has no footwork. With no footwork, you're not going to be able to beat Canelo. You want to comment on that?
I think he's a good fighter, but that critique sounds real. But some guys can not have good footwork or not have good power, mm-hmm. and they find ways to win.
That's true. He's 25 and zip, 22 KOs, of course. The young man that fought him came in as the opponent. But, you know, you can't say enough about bravery in boxing, Larry. I mean, there was a couple times there, if I was the other guy, I think I would have wanted to get out of there.
Which fight was that?
I'm talking about David Benavidez, the young man, Keyshawn. I mean, there was a couple times there, if I was the other guy, I think I would have wanted to be out. I wouldn't, you know.
Yeah, that's why that's what they signed up for, and some of them can make it through, and some of them decide they're in the wrong line of work.
I remember with Victor Ortiz, when I interviewed Victor Ortiz after he won a fight in San Jose, California, I think you were there, and he said to me, you know, I don't know if I'm into this. I said, what do you mean? He goes, look at these bruises on my face. I don't know if I'm into this. Of course, he never really matured. His claim to fame was getting sucker punched by Floyd Mayweather.
Tell me something, Pedro. I believe I watched three fights last night.
Yeah.
From three different locations.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Benavidez fight was in Phoenix.
Yep.
And then I watched the kid from Mexico with such a great record, Munguia.
Jaime Munguia, former 154-pound title holder, now campaigning at 160 pounds.
Yeah, and I thought he looked pretty darn good in that fight. What was the other fight? I can't remember.
Kiko Martinez stopping Kid Galahad. Kid Galahad was like they told me he was like a 20-1 favorite. Guess the oddsmakers choked on that one.
What weight?
I think that was 126 pounds.
No, that wasn't. That's not the one I'm talking about. But there were three fights on last night at three different locations. Anaheim, Phoenix. I'm trying to figure out the other one, and they were all sellouts mm-hmm. on the same night.
You know, and that's a good thing for the sport. I think that the end of the pandemic, and yes, the pandemic does appear to be ending. Less people seem to be getting sick. Thank goodness for the vaccination, that kind of good stuff. I'll be getting my booster in the next week. But it looks like we've sort of turned the tide on the pandemic, and people are coming out. And because, I mean, people are all over. You're in Southern California. I'm in Northern California. They're still wearing their masks up here, but they're outside.
Yeah.
They're going places.
Well, look, things are inching forward, I think, rather than backward. And boxing seems to be picking up. There's a we're going to get a finally get another chance to see Terrence Crawford soon. And there are a number of fights that don't involve Canelo. For a while, it looked like the only fights I could get myself worked into were the heavyweight fights and Canelo.
You know, I'm going to comment on Mr. Crawford. Of course, he championed 135 pounds, 140 pounds, 147 pounds. Now the WBO title holder, considered maybe one A or one B to Errol Spence. You know, I was with him a few years ago on a cruise. I think we were in Cuba, somewhere in the Bahamas. And I said to him, I said, you know, what do you want to do in boxing? I said, you want to keep going on like just beating guys? And because, I mean, he has numbers, but he has no great names on his resume, none whatsoever, not even anybody even coming relatively close to being great. And he said to me, I want to be like the great fighters, like Hagler, like Leonard, like Duran and people like that. Well, if he really wanted to be like those guys, he would have taken 5% less and fought Errol Spence in the 50-50 split, correct?
Yeah, but, you know, we have difficulties with promoters and everybody promising you this and don't take that fight because it might deter you on your road to vast riches. It's just the new normal. But if the new normal is also three television fights on a weekend involving elite fighters or would-be elite fighters, mm-hmm. I'll take it.
No doubt about that. Now, the heavyweight championship, of course, Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua, that was going to be like a mega, 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 mega match. And, of course, talking sort of curtailed that because, you know, Anthony Joshua wanted to make some more money with DAZN instead of his last fight with Sky Sports. Now we've got the 135-pound champion, and I've got some problems with him. Teofimo Lopez, undefeated, of course, going to go, I believe, in a week against George Kambosos of Australia. But now he's going to move straight up to 140 pounds after this fight, and he's not really I got a problem with him calling him the undisputed lightweight champion, even though he beat Vasyl Lomachenko, because he hasn't beat anybody else at 135. And in order to be the king at 135, you got to sort of like slay the division, not just one guy.
Well, I would agree with you. But that's the way he wants to roll, and we'll see if he's got any real role in him to move up a class.
You know, he's not the biggest guy in the world to begin with. I mean, he's not a tall guy, and he's not a big buff guy. And I thought 135 pounds, I was looking at his body one day saying maybe he could make 130, but no way 130. He says 135 is a problem, and I could see that. But, you know, there's Devin Haney, there's Ryan Garcia, there's a couple other guys at 135 pounds that he has talked all this smack about. I mean, Teofimo has a big mouth. He's very vocal. But unlike some of the other guys with big mouths, he isn't stepping up. He seems to be avoiding guys and wanting to go to 140 and Luke Campbell.
Tell me something. I'm trying to think of some junior welterweights. Maybe he thinks this is an easier group here because the junior welterweight champions all moved up to welterweight.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I assume his handlers are closer to that than I am, and we'll see if he has some success there.
Okay, but back to Crawford, Omaha, Nebraska. Not a guy that sells tickets. If he held a fight in Omaha, maybe he could sell 5,000 seats at like $10 a ticket.
No, he sells more than that. Please,
does he?
Don't underestimate him. I agree with everything, but he's drawn crowds of 12,000 and 13,000, 14,000, okay, in Omaha.
I sound correct.
I guess he's made some pretty good money. Otherwise, he would be looking for more dangerous fights.
Dangerous fights. Good point. Mikey Garcia, they paid him like almost $2 million. Al Haymon did to sit on the fence there and not fight after sitting out that contract with Top Rank. is money is, I mean, there seems to be a lot of guys like the Charlo brothers. The Al Heyman's given them a lot of money, and Charlo doesn't seem to want to step up and take on Canelo Alvarez or go to attain greatness or anything like that.
He isn't?
It doesn't seem like he's eager at all to move up to 168. I mean, every time we talk about 168 pounds, he's talking about Canelo coming down to 162 or 160. This and you don't tell the king what to do when you fight the king.
It's true that, and last week Plant fought him, gave him a good fight for most of the fight, and walked away with a $10 million purse. Now, that ain't so bad.
No, that ain't so bad whatsoever. Larry, somebody asked me the other day, what makes a good trainer? I thought that, I mean, the obvious, like Eddie Futch and Angelo Dundee and guys like that, but what do you think is the main attribute of a good trainer, a boxing trainer?
Look, I think that there are a lot of good boxing trainers who have different approaches to the game. What makes a good trainer is good fighters, and what makes good fighters are good trainers. And I don't know the trainers today as well as I did once upon a time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure. But the great trainers were great communicators, both with the media and with the fighter. And I know that Angelo Dundee was one of my favorites, and he talked about that you couldn't tell Ali what to do, but you can drop hints, and he could take credit for it.
Okay.
And so he knew his fighters. So you got to know these guys.
You know, I sat with an Angelo and did a one-hour show with him and his wife, and I called his wife by the wrong name for the entire hour. They didn't correct me till afterwards. I'm thinking if I did that with you and the Godmama, she'd correct me. It was a little bit quicker than an hour.
Yeah, well, she would hear it right through the wall.
Emmanuel Stewart. God, I miss him. I really do. I mean, was he the most astute broadcast partner you think you worked with as far as knowing boxing?
Astute, yes. There's no doubt about it. And by the way, I had a conversation with Jim Lampley yesterday. Jim is a journalism instructor at the University of North Carolina, his alma mater.
Back at the Tar Heels.
Yeah, and he was telling me how he thought that Tyson Fury was just a big flabby bum who would be taken down and never become a champion. And Angelo corrected him in every way that's turned out to be true.
Wow.
About. So there are guys, they see things that others may not, and they know how to work to treat that. And there were, just as there are only a few handful of great fighters, there's only a few handful of
great trainers.
Great trainers.
Great. Godfather, all the best. Kiss the Godmama. We'll talk soon.
Have a good day.
The great Larry Merchant. Notice he wouldn't kiss the Godmama for him, but he said, have a good day. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. Often imitated, but never duplicated.
Baby, 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 baby.